Cold Lake. At the June 18th City of Cold Lake Corporate Priorities meeting, council members discussed the concern of potential delays in the Canada Community Building Fund, CCBF, due to unresolved issues between the Government of Alberta and the Government of Canada. The Canada Community Building Fund, which used to be known as the federal tax grant, has evolved over time. Alberta is signaling that the agreement is expiring this year, and it doesn't seem like the Government of Alberta and the Government of Canada have come to terms on that agreement yet, Sao Kevin Nagoya explained. The intent of the CCBF is to provide municipalities across the country with a permanent, stable, and indexed source of infrastructure funding, according to information supplied to Council in the agenda package. Nagoya expressed concerns about the impact on funding for local projects, particularly the Lakeshore Drive Phase 1B project. There is a potential for delayed funding to be transferred to municipalities through that program. This signals that there will likely be delays in regard to that program. Cash flow is essential, so hopefully, the Government of Alberta and the Government of Canada can come to an agreement on whatever the outstanding issues are. Cown, Chris Vining highlighted the urgency of the situation, stating, "My biggest issue is that this money is already budgeted. It's not just us, it's communities across the province. This was the dollars that were supposed to be coming this year to fund this year's projects. Now, we're being told we might not get that money this year." Vining suggested reaching out to other communities and government officials. "I think there's a bit of urgency here. We might need to get a letter to Minister Rick McIver and the Premier to say that where we're sitting right now is somewhat unacceptable. Projects that have already been approved and monetized based on these dollars flowing through are now at risk. It would be of interest to know what the issue is," Nagoya said. "My advice to council would be hesitant on blaming either party yet because we don't know what the issue is. We need to seek to understand if the federal government did something in the agreement or if the Alberta government has specific expectations. At this time, we don't know who is holding this whole thing up." Cown, Vicky Lefebvre proposed, "I was wondering if we should carbon copy our MLA and Alberta municipalities to let them know we have concerns because we may have cash flow problems." The council made a motion to send a letter to the Minister of Municipal Affairs and the Premier, expressing its concerns about the funding delays and urging a swift resolution. Heather Jenkins, press secretary for the Provincial Office of Municipal Affairs, contacted Lakeland today, July 9, with the following statement regarding the concerns raised by City Council. "The federal government's draft agreement had numerous conditions that were a concern for Alberta and its local governments. Alberta municipalities rely on the funding from this agreement to address the specific needs of their communities, which is why Minister McIver sent a letter to municipalities indicating the delay in the Canada Community Building Fund, CCBF, and assuring them that the agreement is being worked on in the best interests of municipalities. It is anticipated that the updated terms of the Canada Community Building Fund will be finalized soon, and the renewed program launched.